Hi, I'm Daryl Cagle, and this is the Cagle Cast, where we're all about political cartoons. And today we have two wonderful cartoonists, Rick McKee and Hayo DeReiger. Rick is in Florida and Hayo is in Holland. And we are here to talk about all of the Trump just got elected horror cartoons. And let's go. Rick, this is yours, and this is beautiful. This is just a beautiful cartoon.
Well, I appreciate that.
I love all the details. I love the characters. I love how there's so much color in it. I love the way that you drew Washington as just the simplest little thing to tell you what town the circus is back in. It's all just beautiful.
Well, I appreciate that. I hate drawing a crowd and I hate drawing caricatures in a crowd, but when this all went down, I thought this is the one I had to try to attempt to do. So I cranked that out pretty quick.
All of the cartoons we've been getting since Trump was elected are horror cartoons. Even our conservative cartoonists didn't draw any happy gloating cartoons. You turn on Fox News and Fox News is full of happy gloating. And it's just surprising to me that that is not something that happened in cartoons. Here's your get out of jail free card. This is great.
Well, thanks. This is the other thought I had was, And so I did this one immediately after I did that one. He's not going to be held accountable for anything now. And it's all just going to go away. Poof.
You know, we had so much attention to all of those trials and they just mean nothing. And he was absolutely as successful in his legal efforts as was possible to be. And we were not getting that from the news during all of those months.
Right. I honestly don't think he even wants to be president again. I think he just wanted to stay out of jail. And it was a huge gamble. And he got every single break he needed to get in every single case, with the exception of the New York case. And now that one's just going to go away.
I think he wants nothing more than to be president.
Really? You think so?
This whole reason for being.
You think so?
But is it true, though? He cannot be prosecuted anymore? Also not for the New York? No?
No.
So, Hayo, this is a lovely cartoon.
Thank you. There's a lot of happening in this cartoon, I think. And now I see it. It's lots of stuff there.
It's obviously his return, you know, with all the all the craziness that happened along the way.
Yeah.
Hayo, you're a brilliant Dutch political cartoonist based in Harlem in the Netherlands. You draw for the Dutch Daily Newspaper, the NRC Handelsblad newspaper, which is a lovely subscriber to Kegel Cartoon. So we love your newspaper. And you've won a ton of awards. And thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Rick is the cartoonist for decades for the Augusta Chronicle. He draws comic strip Pluggers, and we've syndicated Rick for 20 years, and we love you, Rick.
Well, thank you. Love you, too.
Okay. Here's another one from Ohio. I vomited today.
That's great.
What is the MI? Why is the MI highlighted?
Because otherwise you wouldn't see it was I voted today. So I think if it was one color, you might have just missed the point there.
Right. I did a vomit cartoon.
Hey!
You know, editors don't like vomit. And when I've drawn vomit over the years, I've noticed that certain countries really don't like vomit, like Britain. Britain is really very disturbed by vomit. They'll do all these crazy, nasty cartoons, but if it's vomit, it's just offensive to them.
You know, he looks a little bit like RFK Jr. Can you imagine? Can you imagine RFK Jr. having any kind of role?
The two biggest horrors to me are all the people that are going to die because of RFK Jr.'s anti-vax stuff, and poor Ukraine being thrown under the bus.
Well, you saw, I don't know if you saw, but yesterday, the day before, it was a Washington Post story. They're asking Russia what they thought about the election. And they, you know, they basically said, we won. Yeah, Russia said.
I also saw a little clip of a Ukrainian guy. And he said, well, we're very happy that, I'm very happy that Trump won. Because the war will end now. But he probably wasn't aware which side of the war it's going
to
be.
This is a lovely cartoon, Hayo. Explain it to us.
Yes, it's maybe a bit difficult, but my intention was that the first Trump, he trampled the Statue of Liberty, he trampled America, and the bigger one has to follow, and it's going to be too heavy to carry that load, I think.
Yeah, the second time is going to be worse.
Yes,
Liberty is facilitating his moving forward.
I think against her will. I think she's being trampled is what you're showing there, right?
Yeah. That was my intention.
That's a really beautiful drawing.
This is an oldie I reposted. And interestingly, it didn't do as well this time as it did in 2016.
That's really great, though.
It's beautiful.
For friends who aren't familiar with Picasso, that's a really nice Picasso Guernica.
Yeah, I think lots of cartoonists draw Guernica. It's kind of like the Scream painting. It's a standard, as much horror as you can get into art. This is another oldie that I dusted off from 2016. And this one was like the number two cartoon this week. The editors really wanted this.
Yeah, that's appropriate. I mean, it works.
Yeah, very clear.
I had several that I was able to sort of dig up and repurpose a little bit and repost. Still worked.
Yeah, all things old come new again. This one was a big hit as well.
That's good.
You can reuse everything from...
It makes me cry. This is an oldie I did of Trump the day after he beat Hillary. And I thought, we don't have any cartoons that are celebrating Trump, and those conservative editors are going to be angry with us again. And I needed to do something. So I put Kamala's head on where Hillary's head was, and I re-released this. And interestingly, nobody printed it, not a single newspaper.
Wow.
It is not.
Why do you suppose that is?
I don't know, because I thought the conservative editors would be angry with us and they'd want this, and nobody did, which kind of surprised me.
Well, I saw this and I thought that was going to do well. I'm a little bit shocked that it didn't. What do you think's going on with that?
We've seen such uniformity in the horror and disgust of Trump being elected. This one is kind of a positive Trump cartoon.
Yeah.
And, you know, more Kamala bashing. He described her as this terrible monster. But nobody wanted it. And, you know, I don't really mind that nobody wanted it.
But have you seen in any newspapers the celebrating of Trump?
No, but we see it. We see it all day long on Fox News and on the other conservative channels. It's just gloating and kicking the Democrats in their hand.
But no,
there's a lot of conservative newspapers in this country, especially the smaller to medium ones.
Right. You know how far right Dick Wright is. This was pretty soft.
I think Dick's got a point here. I was thinking about this election, and to me, it felt a lot like the Bud Light boycott. This was the Bud Light boycott election to me. You know, it sort of turned into, you know, a referendum on this cultural identity stuff and the far left, as he calls it, the woke stuff. And I think just average Americans don't want that. They rejected it resoundingly.
It was pretty clear all along that Trump was the candidate for change and Kamala wasn't. This is another oldie that I resurrected and did really well. It is kind of interesting to see what the editors wanted, which was soft disappointment among the Democrats.
I think the editors just want soft everything these days.
This cartoon is nice. It's basically just we're going back. And
that's good.
Yeah, it is. Here is Bart Van Leeuwen. This will truly be the golden age of America. There was a number of smoke cartoons I've found. I guess everything burning. This is John Darko.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I've seen a couple of those too, now that you mention it.
That could just be dark clouds.
Yeah, so a lot of clouds cartoons.
Yeah, because everything is so sad. This one was the most popular one after the election. This Jeff Koterba must stop doom scrolling.
That's a great cartoon by Jeff. I saw that one and I thought, man, I wish I thought of that. That's really good.
Again, it's just a soft cartoon about the people feeling bad, which is just what the editors wanted.
But you know, it is, but I think it also taps into what I know it was what I was doing going into. I mean, I couldn't stop. And same thing for my kids. You know, we just couldn't stop looking at the news every 5 minutes.
This is Peter Cooper, and this is his cartoon for Charlie Hebdo. So this is really a European cartoon. The American with his red, white, and blue shirt goes in to vote and comes out, and cop has turned into a Nazi.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's not soft.
No,
not soft at all.
No.
Well, we have a lot of cartoons. A lot of cartoons that aren't soft that just weren't too popular. This is Shot, another Nazi cartoon, and a reference to Elon. Scary.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
This is another Dave Wammen cartoon, The Handmaid's Tale. Do you get Handmaid's Tale in Holland?
Yeah, I know. Yes, we do. Yeah. I have a question, though, because a lot of people in Holland and Europe consider Trump to be a real fascist. So is it the same in the States, or is he treated more gently? Because fascism is quite a thing. I mean, it's not a...
You know, I did a podcast all about Trump as Hitler. We had enough cartoons for a whole podcast.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, a lot of it depends on who you ask. I mean,
of course.
And there's not a whole lot of middle ground. You know, there's not a whole lot of middle ground. The people either think he was sent by God to save America, or they think he's the next Hitler.
The response from Trump is to call Kamala Hitler.
You know, not to mention the fact that he quotes him verbatim. That doesn't help the comparison. That's a great illustration by Dave, by the way. It's not his typical style. It's a little bit more serious.
It is. Joe Heller. You knew we'd get one of the scream.
Yeah, that's good.
Here's Ed Wexler.
Yeah, that kind of captures it, sums it up, doesn't it? Yeah. Again, for half of America, but I think I happen to agree with Ed.
Do you remember this great cartoon of 8 years ago when he was first elected president? It was then the Statue of Liberty waking up, and then Trump was lying behind her in bed and saying, "Good morning." Do you remember? You can just use it again.
A lot of these anger cartoons, they don't need any reference or explanation of the news.
Yeah.
Here's Dave Wamond again. She's gone to the loss department. She's lost her faith in humanity.
That's good.
A lot of anger and disbelief, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Not many real jokes.
Nothing you have to explain, because this is all we're thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is you, Bertrams, your Holland colleague.
Yes.
What is that? Okay. Just stop for just a minute. That's quite an image. He looks kind of like a...
Yeah, you know, you talk about those Garrison cartoons. He's got the huge muscles like the wrestling guys. And I drew him with huge muscles in 2016. And this, I guess, is just a variation on that.
Okay. Because he looks kind of like the character from Dune, you know, Baron Harkonnen. Yeah. And I'm just wondering where the resurrection ties in. I guess he's just, you know, showing him triumphantly returning, but he's so grotesque. I think
it's grotesque.
Maybe his point.
He's so imposing.
Yeah.
This is from Taylor Jones. He's got the birds flying, and one bird says, "Gonna miss you guys. I can't wait until we meet up again." And another one says, "Who says we're coming back?" There is all of this interest in moving out of the country now.
Oh, really?
I thought this was funny. This is from Terry Mosher, Iceland, in Montreal. And he shows his modest Canadian home with an extension for all American friends who want to live with us. Moving to Canada.
I just saw a bunch of people inquiring about moving to Canada, moving to New Zealand. Like, the percentages on Google are up like 1,600% over last year, you know, Google searches and inquiries at embassies and things like that, the immigration office.
Is this all they're talking about in Holland, Tayo?
It is, yes. Maybe less than last time. It's not really an American situation anymore. It's also a danger to Europe, because if he decides to bend NATO, to move out NATO, it's going to be quite a problem. Then we're, you know, as Europe, not as strong anymore.
Well, it's not just NATO. He's focused on China, but he is equally focused on tariffs on Europe. Talks about Europe eating our lunch.
I don't know. For the whole trade, we don't know what to expect. We can imagine, for instance, that Putin can do whatever he wants. You know, he can just push through to Poland or whatever. There's no one to call him back.
The whole world is in danger. Yeah. There's no doubt. Yeah.
I guess this is imposing news for all of the world. This is Steve Neese.
Yeah, that's great.
Jimmy Margolis drew the only RFK Jr. cartoon. And I feel like this is one of the biggest horrible things that has happened. RFK Jr. If you took RFK Jr. out of the equation, Trump would be 20% better.
You think? There's no doubt. I was having this debate with somebody yesterday, and they were saying he would never get confirmation in the Senate. And I said, you know, some of these informal advisors are the worst ones. You know, that they don't have to get confirmation. And, you know, if he makes them healthcare czar or something like that, doesn't have to have confirmation. And he'll wield a giant influence.
We were just talking about Putin. Why is this man smiling? John Darko draws. We've gotten remarkably few cartoons about Putin. I don't think we have, except for this, not a single thing about Ukraine.
You know, I threw him. I threw some of those little references in that initial cartoon. Yeah. Just I tried to lump everybody in.
Yeah, you did.
Everyone was there. It was a nice party. Yeah.
But
what about Musk? Did you receive lots of cartoons about Musk?
Earlier, I did a podcast on Musk.
Oh, yeah.
So we had enough for a whole podcast on Musk. Here's Bill Day drawing climate change is real, boom, so is Donald Trump with a big crater in the earth. This was the only cartoon about climate change, and this is a big major Trump thing. He's going to drill as much oil as he possibly can, and he's going to drop all the climate change treaties.
You know, I think in a situation like this, when you have a news event happen like this, it's so huge and has so many impacts. I know for myself, you go, where do you begin? You know, where do you begin? And you can't draw everything at once. And so I think cartoonists are trying to show that initial reaction best way they can to sum it up. And then they have like, that's what I said on my Facebook. I said, whoa, a giant shipment of cartoon material just arrived. And you sort of have to pick and choose where you want to start and just go down the list, you know? And I think we'll see more things about all these various issues, Putin and Ukraine and climate change and the world and RFK. I think everybody's just a little bit stunned still.
Every issue through the lens of Trump. Right, this exactly. is Andy Singer, and this was the only impact on the Middle East cartoon that has come to us since the election. He draws AIPAC, the Jewish lobby, and Netanyahu with puppets of Trump and Harris, and they are both saying, I support Israel's right to defend itself. And Netanyahu says, we won. I don't think this is one that's going to get printed either. You know, when I was giving all those speeches for the State Department around the world, I would get questions about what kind of directions I get as a cartoonist from the Jewish lobby. It was impossible for them to think that we are not getting our talking points. Crazy.
Well, crazy. But there's, in Holland, we had some real issues. Cartoonists that were Israel critics, they got in trouble by the Israel lobby. They were sued and so on.
Sued? Sued for what?
For anti-Semitism, for instance. And it was dropped, but still they tried to sue. Jos Collignon, you know,
he got sued for anti-Semitism?
But they dropped it because it was... didn't hold in court, but
we don't really have anti-Semitism laws like that.
No, but it's all through Europe, and that's one of the big arguments about free press. I don't think we could have a law like that. Here is Patrick Chapat from Switzerland. Trump says, we have so much on our plate for the next 4 years, as he's got his long list of enemies.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. I don't think we cartoonists are high enough on his list to have to worry about things. But I do wonder if they might change, you know, some First Amendment laws for like TV stations and sort of equal time stuff or that might apply to newspapers or yanking the license of some of these TV stations. You know, I could really see some of that happening.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk on the right about trying to get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan, which is what protects satire. That is scary. But I think you're right. Trump has never really shown any interest or concern about cartoons. You remember Nixon and his enemies list. He had Paul Conrad up on the enemies list. He cared a lot about cartoons. But this is a guy that doesn't care about cartoons.
Yeah.
This is from Imad Hajjaj, the world of Trump.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
This is a kind of a crazy one from Imad's brother Osama, with Trump as the Roman emperor and liberty has slain the Democrats and Kamala. I don't know what to think of that.
No.
Yeah, I think maybe he doesn't understand the concept
of liberty
as our symbol. I'm not saying he doesn't understand liberty. I mean, her as our symbol.
Maybe it's about democracy, right? And then the right to vote and the way of voting. And then
that would make more sense, yeah.
Yeah. Here's from Aaron Van Dam. This was the only cartoon we got about the threat to the EU. There was nothing about NATO. I kind of expected that from the European cartoonists.
Yeah.
Interesting we didn't get it.
We'll come later. But it's
yeah,
not
so.
Clear what the impact is, so we still have to kind of look for angles to visualize it, all the troubles we're in.
It's coming. I think it's coming.
Yeah. This is from Bart Van Leeuwen. I thought this was cute.
Now, he's the cartoonist that uses AI, right?
Yes, he does use AI.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I'm a little bit, because I play with AI. I don't use it in my work, but he's able to get a really consistent style out of it. I'm not sure how he's doing.
Well, his style looked very much like this before
Yeah, I think it's Photoshop. He's using Photoshop, not AI so much, I think.
Well, he told me that he does the faces, as he always did, and he does AI for almost everything else.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
He tells you that on our podcast that you should have listened to.
We knew of course.
yes, he did. I think we were all a little quiet.
So here's Bill Day, view of the White House, big sign that says, "It's all about me again." And inside they're saying, "What? Sorry, Joe. Trump's workmen arrived early today." Put up the big sign. Here's another one that's basically the same from Adam Ziglis.
I thought that was great when I saw that. I was like, that's very clever.
It is. It's got America.
Yeah, that was another one of those. Why didn't I think of that one?
Yeah, very nice.
Curse you, Adam Ziglis.
Here's Monty Wolverton. Trump says, "And the government will be my loyalty machine. Isn't it beautiful?" I think Monty just wanted to draw this.
I think so. Yeah.
Here is Pat Burns, and Uncle Sam is washing his hands. And in the mirror says, "You had 10 years to understand the consequences of this choice. You can never wash your hands of it." What do you think of that?
Nice watercolor.
Yeah, it's a nice boy. It's a little heavy-handed. I'm not, it's right. I don't disagree with the sentiment of it at all. He's certainly right.
We're all so bitter. This is one that I did, kicking out the pollsters.
I was going to say, that's been one of the ones I've been toying with doing, is a pollster cartoon. Have you gotten many of those? Because that's great. And that really...
No, this was the only one. And the pollsters were so wrong.
God, that's the story, isn't it? Isn't that the story of this election?
Yeah.
So much of the news, such a large percentage of the news over the last 2 years, 3 years, has been, what are the polls saying today? And they just talk endlessly about it. And it has all been wrong. All of it.
Yeah. They knew that Trump was already ahead, right?
No.
A bit.
No. Whoa. No, they were calling Kamala Harris to win. I mean, they were saying it was a coin flip, but they had her.
They had her marginally ahead up until the last, when they said it was too close to call.
Yep. And then they didn't. They certainly weren't calling for this landslide that happened. It was a huge... Well, I mean, the pollsters and the media totally blew it. Totally.
Even in the details, there's all this talk about all the different minority groups always going with the Democrats. And they didn't contradict any of that. They didn't see the minority groups moving over to Trump.
They missed everything.
That's fascinating. And, you know, that calls into question, I think, the whole notion of what the Democrats define themselves as. If the minorities are all with the Republicans, what are the Democrats? What do they have left?
Right.
Who are they?
Yeah, it's going to take some real soul searching. And I think if they move farther left, they can kiss these elections goodbye. I think they're going to have to moderate some and come back towards the center if they ever want to hold office again. And there's one caveat, which is also a possibility, which is Trump and this crowd could destroy things so badly that the pendulum will just swing back.
You would vote for the Democrats only because you're voting against the Republicans.
Right. In the future, yes. Possibly that could happen. I don't know. You know, my crystal ball is broken right now. So,
were there many people? Was it many people voting this year? More than other.
Well, I don't know. They're saying, you know, they're talking about this 20 million figure that Biden got that did not show up for Harris, and everybody's trying to figure out who they were and where that went. Do you have any ideas about that?
Where else would more support for Trump comes from people who didn't vote for him before?
Maybe that's where they went. I'll have to revisit that. I have a hard time believing that's where they went, though. I can't. Maybe. I don't know. They had to go somewhere, I guess.
I think it's, like we said before, it's still hard to grasp this whole situation. And we see a lot of anger in the cartoons and a lot of frustration and despair. Not real jokes yet, not real good laughing jokes. But we still have to see what's coming our way, what this implies.
Well, very large percentage of the country is very happy right now.
Yeah.
The Republicans are gleeful. Fox News is an ongoing celebration. We're not seeing a trace of that in the cartoons. No. Not a trace.
That's odd. But I'm a bit happy because I see in the background with Rick, he has a toilet roll of Trump.
Steve Sack.
I have my Steve Sack. This will never happen, but I have it. I have Trump in jail, so I at least I've got that.
Isn't that
by the brilliant Steve Sack?
Steve is doing sculptures now on his computer and his 3D printer, and it is a wonderful thing. So, gentlemen, that is the end. Any last comments?
I think we got to. I think we're going to keep our sense of humor. You know, I think it's up to us to try to sort of be a beacon, and we can make our points and stay funny and try to stay positive and don't let this ruin our lives if we can help it.
Exactly. I think you said it very well. We have to make lots of stuff, and then that is what makes us happy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you so much. You were both great. Remember to subscribe to the Kegelcast wherever you're watching or listening today. Our Kegelcast is available in both video and audio versions. So if you don't see the cartoons, go to kegel.com or Apple Podcasts or Rumble or YouTube or Spotify or kegelcast.com to see the cartoons in the video podcast. And please subscribe. Subscribe on YouTube. We appreciate that. Go to kegel.com/subscribe and subscribe to our free daily cartoon email newsletter, which is really very cool and very exciting stuff to see. And gentlemen, thank you again.
Thank you.
So long.